It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the game Holiday Bingo. This game is the result of the merging of a book and an article, which I both recently read. The book was entitled Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. The article had a little different focus and appeared in the Wall Street Journal. The article's author suggested that one way to survive holiday family gatherings, particularly if you are an introvert, is to play dysfunctional family bingo. In this show, I offer a slightly altered version of the game for more general holiday events. At the end of the show, I will tell you how to get your own bingo card for 2012. While it is possible to entertain oneself for the simple challenge of completing one row, column, or diagonal of the game, it will be more fun to compete with some conspirator or conspirators you have contacted prior to the social event. If you do have multiple players, be careful to warn them in advance that there must be no hand pumping or loud shouts of bingo by the winner. Best not to let your host, and particularly not your partner, know you are playing the game. To play the game, you will need a completed game card. You can create your own card by compiling a list of 24 annoying things you will likely observe during the holiday festivities. I know, the bingo card is 5 rows by 5 columns, but you only need 24 entries because the square dead in the middle is labeled free square. To start you off, I have created a David Letterman-like list of my 10 most annoying holiday things. Don't worry about writing these down. I have a holiday gift for you at the end of the show. Beginning with number 10 on my list of most annoying holiday things, any adult sweater with a Disney character on it. Number 9, the playing in any form of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Number 8, on my list of most annoying holiday things, a human or a dog sporting fake antlers. If the poor dog is also in a purse at the time, I am likely to liberate it from its sadistic owner. Number 7, crumbly finger food. If it's going to be finger food, give it enough structural integrity so I don't look like I have been rolling in cookie crumbs by the end of the evening. Number 6, low-hanging boxer shorts. Even with a holiday theme, I have no interest in being forced into observing the crack of dawn. Number 5 on my list of most annoying holiday things, any reference to American Idol. If you ask me at a holiday party whether I saw the American Idol holiday special, you will likely go home wearing crumbly finger food. Number 4, any outfit combining plaid and stripes. Need I say more? Number 3 on my list of most annoying holiday things, the mere utterance of the word babykins. Why the holidays tend to produce this word in abundancy is incomprehensible to me. Number 2, a guest asking a busy host whether the dip is gluten-free. I just want to say to the person, bring your own organic, gluten-free, locally grown, low-cal dip and leave the host alone. Number 1, on my list of most annoying holiday things, mistletoe. To an introvert like me, mistletoe is like kryptonite to Superman. It paralyzes us. Well, that's a start for you towards filling out a bingo card. If you are overstressed or don't have time to come up with your own list or to add 14 more to mine, no worries. I have uploaded a complete card as part of the podcast of this show. Just go to RadioSausalito.org on Tuesday, December 18th and click all podcasts and post on the menu line. And just look for the show, A Different Slant 086 Holiday Bingo. You can download the game card from the text portion of the show description. Have fun, but remember, don't tell anyone you are playing holiday bingo. If you do, you will get distorted results from the game, and your partner may distort your head. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.